Grove, I'd like to discuss the beginning and the end of the Sedra. In Parshas Bo, we have Shem says to Moshe to go to Paro. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ichbati Eslibo, the slave of Avodah, that Paro's heart was hardened to the degree that it was impossible for him to do tshuva. As the Rabbah mentions in Perek Vav, the Nechus Tshuva, that the Torah tells us, the figure of Kosa Batorah Ani Achzeik Eslei Paro, Fi Shechata Mi'as Matchila, Moral Yisrael, and he did so much bad and evil to Klal Yisrael, Havo Nischak Malo, has tried to outsmart them, and tried to make them subservient to us. Until the tshuva, that he was no longer able to do tshuva. So therefore, the Torah tells us this. For what purpose? What purpose is it for Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paro so many times? It was just useless. And Moshe knew it was useless. But Moshe goes to Paro, Paro is no longer in control. No longer the Bechira. And what was the reason why Moshe had to go to Paro? So the Torah tells us why. The Rambam mentions it. In order, Raman Shisi Osai El Bekibo, Raman Tesaper Boozde Binecho Ben Minecho, Es Hashir Salatim Yisrael. In order that this should be something you should tell your children, your grandchildren. In other words, this should be a chelik of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just the going out of Mitzrayim, but saying everything that happened before. That we should learn from this, there should be a limud, and a chelik of Sipur, that how man can be so sunk in tumult, and the chet, it takes away his koyach ha-bechiro, and it takes away his koyach ha-tshuva, kere lodiyah l'boi oylam, shivizman shemoneh ha-kodesh boch ha-tshuva l'chotei, and in yocho, the chotei is not able to rush him to do tshuva, el yomus, the Rambam says, barisho, so the Torah is telling us, and Yichbad Eslibo, it tells us that Koyach of Chet, the man can be so sunk into Chet that he couldn't do tshuva when he wants to. And there's a part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim that we should say this over. Say this over. So sometimes a person's mechazik is emuna by the Sumera, by knowing what it means not to be a minor. What does it mean to live a life where there's no emunah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that man believes, Ani Yari, Ani Yossi Sani, I made the world, I'm a God myself. Look at what type of life he has. So this is the beginning of the Sedra that tells us this Nikuda. And this Nikuda apparently brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by looking at the world. Looking at the world. It's not that we close ourselves up from the world. Not at all. We're quite aware of what's going on in the world. It always bothers me when the yeshiva bachur is told, you're not in the real world. You're not in the real world. You're in the Beis HaMedrash, in the coast of Beis HaMedrash. You know what the real world is all about. I sure do. I sure do know what the real world is all about. The Torah tells me. The real world is keeping me in the real world of Torah. I sure do know what the real world is all about. The real world is Torah. Varaya, because Torah tells us what the other world is all about. It tells us, and I get chizuk. The parashas are telling us what life is about, that a person can go ahead and manay himself from Torah mitzvahs, and manay himself from what's been doing tshuva. This is the beginning of the Sedra. And the end of the Sedra, the last pasuk, the last pasuk tells us about tefillin. The last pasuk tells us, "Ora los ayotcha lo tzomas beinecha ki bechazi gadol tzion Hashem b'Mitzrayim." In Parshas Dvorim, Lamed Beis, we hear by Parshas Azinu, "Es kinesh yorekino agazalov yirachif Yifros Kenofer Yikacheo Yisrael Avroso. That the Torah and the Shira tells us the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the Gra, and Aderes Eliyahu says that this pasuk is referring to Gulas Mitzrayim. That is Garas Alakus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us through Shmiras HaMitzvos. And the mitzvahs that the pasuk is alluding to are four mitzvahs. Keneshi Yorikino, this refers to an eagle that's hovering over its nest. This reverse, the kino, refers to the bias where there's a Mrs. Mezuzah. The kino is the bias of Adam. It refers to mitzvah of Mezuzah, which this is Isgaros of the Kus of Zech Yitzis Mitzrayim. We have many mitzvahs of Zech Yitzis Mitzrayim, well over 50. But one of the mitzvahs is a mitzvah Mezuzah. And then when the prophet tells us that Al Gozolov Yerachif, he hovers over, the eagle hovers over the young pigeons, Al Gozolov Yerachif. This refers to Mitzvah Tzitzis, Shemrachim Al Guf. The Mitzvah Tzitzis is also part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It covers the Guf. And thirdly, the prophet tells us, Yifros Kenofov, he spreads its wings. Yifros Kenofov refers to the Tfilin Shoyad. Kenofov, Elu Tfilin Shoyad, Yisrael Alev Rasul, the Gros says, this is Tfilin Shorosh. Shilamayla Mikolavir, Ivorik. That's the highest, and it goes on the Rosh. So this pasuk is telling us that his Garus Lekus came through Tzitzis, Mezuzah, Tzitzis, Tfilin Shoyad, and Tfilin Shorosh. The last pasuk in this week's Sedra tells us of a Shiva Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the first pasuk tells us, but the last pasuk tells us that the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim bePorel, not just the Machshava, but bePorel, by putting on the tefillin. The mitzvah tefillin has within it two aspects. It has within it the aspect of the Sumira of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it has the aspect of the Asay Tov. The Sumira is the first two parshas, Kaddish Vayikiv Yachol. The parshas both. The first two parshas, or how the Seder of the parshas are in the Tefillin, Kaddish Vayikiv Yachol, tells us that you see Mitzrayim, that you're Meshuvah to Mitzrayim. You lived in the Tavis Mitzrayim, and you're a Mekusher. You were a Makusher with this type of life. You were bounded with this type of life. There comes the Mitzvah Tefillin and tells us that we become bounded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our Machshavas, our Kavanis, everything becomes bounded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Dover Vafucha, just the opposite of what Tefillin represent. As I mentioned in the Chinuch, on the Mitzvah of Tefillin, the same aspect, that the Machshavas of a person's Machshavas should be Meshibit not to Taiva, but what? To the Ribbono Shel Olam. So same thing, as is mentioned, that the Chinuch mentions that a person should see the Tefillin itself, are bounds man with his hand, puts his arm, puts his bottom around his muscle, and he ties with the various kshiras. So it tells us, Mishinich Sha'aram, so it tells us this idea of persons of Achoymer, so he goes after his taiva. Kiteva Achoymer Levakish Kohanos Elof. Like a sis, like a parrot, like an animal. And comes the mitzvah of Tefillin, and his mishabed is also, it's also Dover Chomer. It's a box. And you take this box, and you mekadesh it, and we put it on a Tefillin. So therefore, at that time, we come mishubit to HaKadosh Baruch. This is a concept of Tefillin. It's something else. The Tefillin has in it this aspect of the Shemirah, the Aseh Tov, is the Shema V'Hoyim Shmo, which is Kabbalah Shom Baruch Shemayim, the Kabbalah Shom Mitzvahs. So Tefillah has both aspects. The Sfas Emes says that when one who wants Meshachar Neved Kenani, it's not enough to say just to leave, but to send him away and give him Matanis. He needs a Shtar Shichur. Without a Shtar Shichur, he's not free. No matter what you say, no matter what you give, no matter what you do for him, he needs a Shtar Shichur. Lo lo misha. Just like a woman needs a get, turin, to free herself from her husband, because until that, he still is bound up in the serum and mishis, and the only way to maskir this issue is through a get. The only way to make this eved kanani mishukr is through a shtar shichur. The tefillin is the shtar shichur. The tefillin the person puts on, this is the shtar shichur. He becomes a mishukr. Before those tefillin, he's a mishubit. He's mishubit to whatever Mitzrayim stood for. He's mishubit to Mitzrayim. The tefillin are mishachar the other. And this is the begunim that's on the individual. Ra'al adavar, the tefillin are not just nachan mitzvah, another mitzvah, but is higher than the mitzvah of tzitzis the mashal, in the sense that the kedushas tefillin is the kedushas of a guf, but other mitzvahs, tashmishi mitzvahs, is rakim, after you finish with it, you can throw it away. Mashen kein, the tefillin is a tashmishi kedusha, it cannot be just dispensed with, and just put away in an ashma. Because the tefillin itself is a derish of kedusha, and the tefillin itself has kedusha, the parashas, more than that. Even though it's a dover chomer, the tefillin, yet the Gemara calls a person, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if a person is Poshi Yisrael Begufa, is a Poshi Yisrael Begufa. A Poshi Yisrael Begufa is Guf. How can a person be a Poshi Yisrael Begufa? I imagine if he ate Chazer, he ate Machos Yisuris, he spoke Lashon Hara, that's a Poshi Yisrael Begufa. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says a Kakaf to do it.
Mentions in Parashat Bishalach, in the Pasuk, a Pia Pascha B'chachma, the Soros Chesed Al-Lashana, Pasuk in Mishlei, the Miyom Shavua Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Olam, the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, that Shom Yisrael Al-Yom, and until Yisrael was standing by the Yam, Lo Matzinu Odom Shom Shir La-Kodesh Baruch Hu El Yisrael. We don't find Shira said to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, praise to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, only at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Bor Adam Arishin, V'lo Amar Shira, Hitzlavam Mekiv Shoneish, V'na Malachim V'lo Amar Shira, neither did Adam Arishin, or did Avraham, or did Yitzchak ever say Shira. Yaakov Avinu, V'na Malach, V'na Esau, V'na Jishrem, no one said Shira. Kivin Shabo Yisrael, Yam, Nikola Hemiad, or Mishiro. They said Shira, Oz Yoshe Moshe, and this is Pia Pascha B'choch. The Kaptis Madrega of an Esau, a person's Esau, in a very difficult time, a time of Bekuach Nefesh, and one's Guf, and one's Nefesh, one says Shira to HaKadosh Baruch. This is what the Medrash says. At first glance, there's no difficulty in the Medrash. There's the Mitzvahs. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Shira. There was no such thing as such a Akara, a recognition to the Borei Olam, that he was the Matzil, he was the Poda, until Kriyas Yamsuf. However, the Meforshim asked the question, we find by Adam Arishin, Chazal say, L'chon Arano Hashem Nori L'sur Yishenu. The Chodorana was said by Adam Arishin. We all know the famous Medrash, Mizmor Shir, Yom HaShabbos. The Shir was said not by David HaMelech, this was said by Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin said Shir. So therefore, we must understand the Medrash to say that no one ever said Shir until Kriyas Yamsuf. There was no Shir. There's a question about Adam Rishon did say Shir. The possible teretz given is truly, it does not mean there was no Shir at all. Until Kriyas Yamsif, there was no concept of Shir, but we find it by Adam Rishon that there was a Shir. But the Shir of Kriyas Yamsif obviously was different, unique, that never existed before. Yes, there was Shir. There was song and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKoros Hashem, but that of Adam Rishon was that of HaKoros Achet. A Shir of Tshuva. A Shir when a person is down and under, when he realizes that he did a Chet, he's sinful, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he did what he should not have done. There's a Madrigas Adam to come to strengthen one's emunah. Because Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos basically speaks tells our host Hashem, Zavon Shilchelon, Lahagi Babor Chazdecha, Be'emunoscha Ba'alotas. It speaks about Shir V'Shevach, but it speaks about B'tochen and emunah B'Akadosh Baruch Hu. The Shalom Rishon lacked, and the HaKoros Achet brings a person, and should bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In his B'tochen, in his emunah B'Akadosh Baruch Hu. This was the Chet and the Shir of Adam Rishon. The Shir of Sayam was a different type of Shir. The Shir of Sayam was not only a Shir of Shelach Vodot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim Gluyim of Gevurat Hashem Ozir Zimuskar Vayhim Yeshua Kigol Gora of Gevurat Hashem of Sus Rach Romo Yom of Yeshua Hashem Vayhim Yeshua It wasn't not only speaking about Nisim Gluyim that occurred by Kriyas Yamsif, but according to Chazal and according to Gemara, the Gemara says in Gittin, in the Sugyas of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, the Gemara says over there by Titus HaRasha, the Titus HaRasha went ahead and Tafas Zonah B'Yadro, the Nichnas, the Beis Kaddish, Kedoshim, and it says over there, Minot HaSayef, the Gidder, Es HaParochus, and all this time, the Titus HaRosha was a Mechayif and a Gadif Klapi Milo. What was the response? Shtika. There was no response. There was no reaction. There was no Nekama taken. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, Mi kamocho b'ilam Hashem, mi kamocho ba'almin. That mi kamocho b'ilam Hashem that is said in the Shiram, the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. There's Hester upon him. You don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you go through Yisurim, you go through Golos, you go through Chabonis, Achurban, and mi kamocho. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it could be that the Shira is not only telling us about Esara, about Sara, but speaking of when there's an Esara, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's precisely why we're saying the Shira. The Shira is going on the Esara of Kriyas Yamsif, the Esara of Yetzias Mitzrayim. On this Esara, as is mentioned in the Medrash. The Medrash mentions that we see Oz Yashem Moshe, that the Shira begins with Oz. The word Oz is actually, we find the beginning of the end actually of Parshas Shmos. You find over there Vayoshev Moshe al Hashem, Vayom Hashem Loma Harisol Lamazel Lomazel Hishlachtani. The Moshe Rabbeinu complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did you send me out? Why did you send me to Paro? Now Paro now put an inflicted Klal Yisrael with more Yisur, more punishment, more tasks, more work to do. Umeoz Bosi al Paro Ladaber Bishmecho
From the moment I went to Paro to speak in your behalf, in your name, there was more Yisurim, more evil came to Klal Yisrael, and you didn't deliver them, you didn't save them. So Moshe Rabbeinu now says, Oz Yashim Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, as the Medrash mentions, that now he understands at the beginning when he had this complaint, and he didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't see, all he saw was his sermon, all he saw was the Shibud Mitzrayim. Now, when he says, when it comes to the Madrega of Oz Yashim Moshe, when he saw Kriyas Yamsuf, then he came to understand, the beginning of Oz. Then he understood the Shira. Then he understood the Shibud Mitzrayim. Then he understood where Kadosh Baruch Hu at that moment was silent. And therefore he's giving Shira not only for the Shira of the Kriyas Yamsuf. He's giving Shira for the Oz Basi Apar. This Oz comes for that Oz. The second Oz of Oz Yashim Moshe comes for the first Oz. Now he's coming to give Shira not only for the Kriyas Yamsuf, but Oz Basi Apar, for the Shibud Mitzrayim. And you see, he gives Shira even in time of Esora, but there has to put him as the mentions, Svasemis mentions in Hazinu, Parash Hazinu, which is called Kislochemis Hashir Azos. He says it means Hazinu Hashemayim. So Svasemis and mentions, where is there Shira? Why should one say Shira? Over there is Tarchocha and Einshin and Mishpat. If you go through Azir Shemayim, Zerah Mishir Mishpat and Tarchocha and Omishim. That's what Svasemis says. That's exactly what Shir is all about. We're giving Shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yisur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Mishpat. But the son complained about his parents. His parents spoiled him rot because he was never hit. He never was hit. He never had Yisur. He never tasted his serum from his parents. He was never scolded. So therefore, he's giving Shira, we're giving Shira to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we went through his serum. That's also a Maya. We're through his serum, we saw Kadosh Baruch Hu through the goats. This we saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Mefarshim want to say, that the Aseres, the Ten Makas, is the world minor without a minor. The minor of Bereishis Bo Elokim, which is the tenth minor, or the first minor. The first minor is Bar Hashem Shemayim Nasim. The world could have been created with one minor. We didn't need ten. So Misha says, why ten? Elipoam and Rishayim Shemayim Nasim, Olam Shemor Ba'asor Mamoros, but the Yitzchah Tov Asadikim Shemekayim Nasim, Olam Shenivar Ba'asor Mamoros. But the world has 10 mamoras to give an onish for the Rishayim that Ma'avid, the world was built with so many mamoras to give schar for the tzaddikim that want matayim mitzvahs Hashem. Farshim explained it means to say that the MS one mimer was sufficient. Because Baruch Hu created the world with one mimer, you see his galus lukas. With one mimer, one world, it would have been quite clear who the Borei Olam is. There's one minor. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu made many, 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 many mamaras, many dibur, and with every dibur is another part of creation, and therefore one does not see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clear. Like a Rebbe, if he's mekatze b'diburim, he says it clear and precise, you get the inyan. But once he's marek, more marachas, and more rai is, you get tumult, and you're not clear what the point is altogether. You're not even clear of what he's saying. You're not even clear about the whole Indian. If you said it in 1 minute, yeah, I got it. Now it's your marach and marach. It's not clear. And there's exactly the purpose of the Bria was the 10 mamoras, that we have that opportunity of Bechira. We have an opportunity, we should be Bechira, to choose and to see. We have given us a koyach habechira. Do you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu or not?
And so too when it came to the Makkos. The Makkos was told right away, right away. And Parshas Vayera, the Makkos power was told that you're, by Shmos, he was told right away that one Makkah, Makkos Bechoros, and you'll let Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. That Makkah will do it. And why not Kodesh Baruch Hu send it right away? All they had to do is Makkos Bechoros, being quite clear. And Paro would have allowed Klal Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim. But no, it had to come through. It had to come through a certain Bechira. He had the choice. Makkos Bechoros would not have been a choice. It would have been the only Makkah. But now they had nine other Makkahs. And by now, other Makkahs were Makkahs of Yisroel. And this is where you come to Akor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through Yisroel you come to Akor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through a Golos and Makkahs. And this was the Shira. The Shira was precisely not only speaking about the Shaloka Derech HaTeva that occurred, but the Derech HaTeva, which is Yisur, which is difficult, a difficult life. Life is difficult, as if you're Mecharish Dover. You're Mecharish Dover. It's difficult. I have Yisur. I personally Yisur. I have Tzaras, as if you're Mecharish Dover. You're telling us something and no one knows. You're telling us there's such a thing as death in this world. There's something as poverty in this world. There's such a thing as stupidity. A person is born stupid.